Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, and Facebook group. There we go. So today, I am going to, today being January 1st, 2020, either the beginning of a decade or the beginning of the end of a decade, depending on how you count your decades. I am going to briefly touch upon some very bingeable RPG affiliated, certainly appreciated by those that play RPGs, read fantasy, read science fiction. So, what's the first one I'm going to touch on? Oh, and by the way, I'm going to try to be as spoiler-free as possible. If there are spoilers, it's no fault besides the fact that I am currently at a 0.06 blood alcohol content. Thank you to our bartender, Shannon, who took care of us during our late lunch, early dinner. Woohoo! So, that being said, Game of Thrones. There's a lot of stuff you could take from it. I don't think you could take the storyline per se. There's just too many moving parts. Very bingeable, very watchable. Don't watch it amongst little kids if you find things like, oh, I don't know, carnal knowledge between siblings and therefore having offspring. If you find things like that offensive, maybe it's not for you. The earlier seasons certainly have a lot of nudity, the later seasons less. I think it was more the HBO, let's go for shock. But a very, very good series. Last season, less satisfactory than it should have been. Final episode, less satisfactory than I felt it should have been. But overall, a great fucking ride. You won't regret it. Okay. Carnival Row with Orlando Bloom. You know, the elf guy from Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. But it starts out slow. It winds up being a pretty tight little series. That's on Amazon Prime. The first one was HBO. There's nudity in there too. If you're offended by nudity, just give all this shit up because it's not gonna like you, and you're not gonna like it. But if you don't mind a little nudity in your TV viewing, you'll be fine. Now, moving on up, The Expanse. The Expanse just I think finished season 4. So if you haven't caught anything, like Game of Thrones was, I don't know, eight seasons. Carnival Row, it's only the first season. But if you go back and you catch The Expanse from the beginning, you're going to be scratching your head going, this almost feels like it could have been an RPG campaign at some point. Well, you know what? Apparently it was. Apparently it was a Traveler campaign. At least I believe that's the series. It was also a series of fiction books before becoming a TV series. It is very well done. The twists and turns are very good. Not only do you have your sci-fi, you have your politics, you have almost like your magical shit going on, but it's extremely, extremely well done. Lost in Space just finished its second season. I binged that one out. Very good. There is certainly stuff here that you could convert to a Traveler type of campaign. Traveler had a lot of those one-off, adventures on planets and stuff like that. And it's a good ride. I wasn't expecting much of it. I didn't expect to like the first season. People did, and that convinced me to watch it. It was very good. So there. What else? Oh, yeah. That one that's based upon a book series that's based upon a video game series. Oh, geez. And of course, I knew the name damn title going into this. So now I'm going to have to admit them a fucking like intox retard and go, oh, geez. The Witcher. There you go. Like The Winter. No, The Witcher. The Witcher. First episode, I thought was confusing as hell. Second and third episodes weren't as confusing, but they were still confusing, but they were much, much better. And as the first season wraps up, now it's only 8 episodes. My opinion, way too short. But that being said, damn good. Holy crap. There is a lot of stuff here you could grab for encounters in your fantasy role-playing game. You could even grab some of the stuff as background noise in your games. Really, really, really well done. Now, what's not very well done, in my opinion? Shannair. I'm sorry. I was a big fan of Terry Brooks when I was a kid. Loved his books. Loved the Shannara series. At least the first 3 or 4 books. After that, it got a little rockadoo. But the series that's on, I'm not even sure whether it's Netflix or Amazon Prime. Sad. Really. Painful to watch. It is like, it feels like it's written for the teenies. And when I say that, I don't mean that to be offensive. I'm on the BI2. It doesn't feel like it's written for adults at all. And maybe that's me. Maybe I'm not the audience. But I kind of felt like I should be the audience because I grew up on this series of books. But yeah, Shannara. Not good. The Dark Crystal. Into it. I'm sorry, I suffered through 3 episodes of the first season, which is all that's out there right now. Well, there's a full season out there, the first season, but I couldn't. Sorry, what might have been good when I was younger does not seem to convert well, especially under new hands guarding it. So, yeah. So, those are my recommendations, folks. There's a lot of stuff that's binge worthy. I'm sure I skipped you. Something else. You missed whatever. Oh, yeah, I guess I did, right? The Mandalorian. I missed The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian. That's on Disney Plus. Mandalorian is one of the better series out there right now for you science fiction and fantasy fans. It has a feel. And I've talked to others about this, and most of them agree with me. Some are like, eh. It has the feel of the Man with No Name series of spaghetti westerns, Clint Eastwood era. It has that kind of feel to it, and yet it is doing that with science fiction trappings, and it does it really well, and it maintains its connections to the Star Wars universe. So, really good. It's worth it to get Disney Plus for a month. Or if you are the recent purchaser of a Disney iPhone, an Apple, right? Is it an Apple iPhone or an Apple iPad? Oh, no, it was Verizon. Oh, that's right. That gets you, a recent purchase of the Apple iPad or the Apple iPhone gets you Apple TV Plus as opposed to Disney Plus, as opposed to Hulu, as opposed to HBO Go, as opposed to Amazon Prime, as opposed to Netflix. It's a lot of, oh, and of course, CBS. CBS Now, Direct, Demand. The new Riker series is coming out in a few weeks. I really couldn't give a flying fuck at this point, but we'll see. All right, folks, on that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Hopefully get my car back from the dealer. I got to bring it in the morning. Hopefully my car, after four check engine lights in the course of 5 or 6 weeks, hopefully they solve the problem in the end. It's certainly running smoother. It's running quieter. I'm not complaining about that, but yeah, it's the same, and it's the same error message. Environment control system needs to be checked. Okay. In any case, folks, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow.